Okay, the next item, number four, is 2012-13, 2013-14, and 2014-15 small game seasons. This is a rule briefing and a public hearing. Once again, Dave Ware and Don Craigie.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, again, Dave Ware, Department of Fish and Wildlife. And so I do want to give you just kind of a brief overview of the small game seasons and how they relate to the game management plan, kind of history of participation rates, and then, of course, our 2012 proposals. Small game covers a fairly large group of species from waterfowl to raccoons. Some migratory bird regulations, or most migratory bird regulations, are actually set in August at the August Commission meeting, but some of those start earlier in September, and so those are the migratory birds that are included in today's discussion of small game seasons. In general, we don't do a lot of surveys for small game species other than waterfowl and perhaps a few pheasant survey routes. Most of the information that we track is based on harvest information, and when we see a significant concern, of course, then we start additional work to try to determine what might be going on with a population. Our harvest management and hunting strategies are outlined in the game management plan, and we tend to maintain a fairly stable season structure and bag limits or have over time. When folks talk about hunter participation and the loss of hunters over time, the main places we see that in Washington are with small game. Yes, deer hunting licenses sold have declined on an average of about 1 to 2% per year for the past 20 years, although elk licenses are at an all-time high. However, small game hunter numbers have declined much more dramatically, especially for waterfowl, pheasant, and grouse, which are some of the most popular species of small game. We went from well over 100,000 hunters each for those species down to between 35 and 45,000. There are many indices that point out that small game species populations have also declined. However, that's not necessarily true for waterfowl, valley quail, or turkeys. We are trying to stem this decline and turn it around through expanding our hunter access and habitat enhancement programs and our outreach programs more recently. So again, due to the governor's suspension of rules, most of what we've been doing is related to cleanup and or consistency with licensing changes, calendar date adjustments, those kinds of things, reporting requirements. But the ones in yellow are really the issues that we're making some changes to for our recommendations for changes for the 2012 through 14 hunting season. And so first of all, I'm going to turn it over to Don Craigie to talk about the crow season.
Okay. We're recommending a change in the crow season, and we had some input from the Waterfowl Advisory Group, which typically wouldn't deal with this species, but there was interest in, we had several folks that are interested in crows, and so they asked that we ship the season ahead by a month to start it on September 1st. It currently starts on October 1st, and as far as crow hunters, there aren't many folks that do that in the state. We believe the population of crows is healthy and has been increasing based on breeding bird surveys. A lot of the crows occur in urban areas. They do cause depredation in some areas, and there folks can take them in the act of depredation or if they're about to depredate.
The next issue is the senior pheasant season. The commission received an informal petition several meetings ago to expand what's available currently in western Washington into eastern Washington. And so this proposal will facilitate that expansion for hunters 65 and older, and it immediately follows the early youth season. So the week after the youth season would be available for senior hunters.
Okay, this this graph shows the Eastern Washington September goose survey. We do a nest survey every year, mostly on the Columbia River and some other areas. But We have some criteria that have been developed in the Pacific Flyway Management Plan and also the Game Management Plan as far as at what level we would offer September season. So the past 3 years, the east side September season has been closed because the index had dropped below our criteria level of 2,000 nests on a three-year average. But the past survey showed that the survey had increased above that level, so we're recommending reinstatement of that season. Be a two-day season in September.
This last one is related to fall turkey seasons. Turkey populations in Washington continue to do very well, especially in eastern Washington. Previous expansions of those seasons, however, have not adequately reduced complaints from a lot of folks, especially up in the Northeast. Therefore, the department's recommending expanding the general fall season extent and dates and adding a new permit season in central Washington. Since 2001, turkey hunter numbers have been stable in the state of Washington at about between 14,000 and 16,000 hunters. When we added the fee of $14 for a turkey tag in 2004, hunter numbers declined from about 16,000 to about 14,000, but then went up to 17,000 the following year, and they've fluctuated between 14,000 and 16,000 ever since. Turkey harvest has been stable over that time at about 5,000 birds a year. Over half of that harvest comes from Northeast Washington. And since the tough winters of 2007 and 2008 up there, we are now back at our average harvest levels already from what was previously recorded. I do have one floor change for you. We're looking to change the title of the small game WAC. And the reason for that is we've got a couple of species in there that are not classified as small game. And so this was an error that was pointed out to us. And so on page one of the small game WAC, 232.28.342, we're recommending a change in that title to 2012-2013, 2013-14, 2014-15. And the title change would read Small Game and Other Wildlife Seasons and Regulations. In addition, we are recommending reinstating the language related to coyote seasons. Obviously, there's not a lot of regulation there other than the restriction on hunting with dogs. Initially, we thought that was covered in other statutes and or rules, and it is not. And so we're recommending reinstating that and changing the title rather than eliminating it from the small game WAC. Take any questions.
Okay. Questions. And we're not going to have a debate on policy amongst commissioners. We're just going to ask clarifying questions. Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is just it is a question. In the past, I've raised concerns about mountain quail and band-tailed pigeons. And do we have population trends that show that they're doing well enough to be hunted in Western Washington?
I'll let Don talk about band-tailed pigeons first.
We do a mineral site survey for band-tails every year along with all the other states and BC, and we have a harvest strategy for band-tails that indicates that our current seasons are appropriate. We do have a closure level established. The population has actually increased last year, but the overall trend has been slightly down, but it's still above the closure level. So we did close the band-tail season in the 90s for about 10 years. And had an increase, but we're not down to those levels again right now.
For mountain quail, as I mentioned in the first slide of this presentation, we don't do surveys for those, and so mainly what we look at is harvest data. And are there any concerns that we see in the harvest data, either through distribution or numbers? We also use catch per unit of effort information, and to my knowledge to date, we haven't seen anything that has caused us any concern. The other issue, or one other issue, just for your information, is that mountain quail are actually considered non-native in most of Western Washington. If you look back at a lot of the historic literature, it appears that they were mostly brought in here with the settlement of the state. Certainly, we still need to manage them appropriately, but a lot of the non-native species probably don't receive the attention of some native species. They were considered native because we're on the northern edge of their range. They were considered native, or at least potentially native, to areas of south central Washington, like in the Klickitat area, that around the towns of Lyle and even as far north as Goldendale. In addition, they were possibly considered native in the Blue Mountains vicinity. And so we are more protective there. We've closed the season in both of those areas. We've got a reintroduction program going on in the Blue Mountains right now to try to recover them in what we consider at least their native range.
Anything else? Okay, do we have anyone who has signed up for this item? We do. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, we've got a couple people. Jim Hope, would you come forward? And Michael Crowder.
Madam Chairman, thank you. Director Anderson and commissioners. My name is Jim Hope. I'm a retired music teacher from Alaska and enjoying central Washington. I'm a hunter ed instructor for 6 years and a master hunter for 17. And I've hunted since I was 11, so that's a lot of years. This all came about today when I turned 65, my 65th birthday. I was looking through the regulations to try and find something special for us old farts. And I found the Western Washington pheasant hunt for seniors, and I wondered why in the heck there wasn't one for Eastern Washington. I contacted Commissioner Schmitten, and he said, well, I don't know, I'll look into it. And his answer back to me was, nobody ever asked. So I was there 2 years ago asking, and I gave you a copy of the proposal. I provide you with a copy of the original proposal, and note the date is old because it was the original one a couple of years ago. I also included in your packet a copy of 7 letters of endorsement from organizations in Region 1, 2, and 3. In Region 1, the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. In Region 2, the Lake Chelan Sportsman Council, the Royal Youth Boosters from Othello, the Wenatchee Sportsman Association, and the Ephrata Sportsman's Club. In Region 3, Kittitas Country Field and Stream Club and the Yakima Valley Sportsman Association. And I also had support from the Washington, Oregon Pheasants Forever, whose president is Craig Paulson. Copies were also sent to the directors of all three regions for their information and input, and I received no negative response. In fact, I've not yet received any negative response from anybody I've approached on this issue. I made every effort to keep Department of Fish and Wildlife officials informed, and thank Mick Cope, Dave Ware, for their support, as well as Dennis Beach, the Region 2 director, and Commissioner Raleigh Schmitten, who's kept this alive. It's in the interest of hunting and conservation that I ask you to incorporate this change in the small game regulations for the upcoming 3-year period. My justifications are in my original proposal. As I stress in my hunter education classes, this would be a wise use of our resource, and by definition, a conservation practice. And one more addition, Matt Gutzweiler made a presentation earlier about the youth pheasant hunt. And we were talking back there, and what a great opportunity for youth to hunt with grandpa after that first weekend we extended the youth hunting season. So the youth would have a mentor, grandpa, me, so they could hunt after school. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Crowder.
Thank you again, Ms. Chair. I spoke 2 years on the crow season, and I swore I would never be back in front of you for that because I do not want to be known as the crow guy because I have a lot of other attributes besides that. But I have to speak in favor of the crow season change from October 1 to September 1. It makes a lot of sense that you increase your opportunities in the field before you have other hunting seasons in October and later. Your birds are migrating earlier, so I speak in strong favor, and I can't remember if it was Commissioner Perry or Mankin that asked if I did eat crow, and over this subject, I have eaten crow quite a bit. So I will leave it at that and hope that you vote in favor of that. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the public input on this item. So the hearing is closed. Commissioner Schmidt?
Chair, I know we're behind. Let me just provide a little bit of the rest of the story on the senior pheasant hunt. I'm fairly impressed because when a new person came before us, we told him we have a three-year cycle, and usually that's the end of it. And for Mr. Hope to go back, understand that, I give him a lot of credit for patience and diligence. And then we also told him what you need to do is go and seek other people that may have an interest, groups, associations, and he has canvassed all Eastern Washington. So I'm very impressed with what he's done, and I hope that this will work out for him.
Thank you.